Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, maintaining and operating the 800-mile Trans-Alaska Pipeline since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced plans to rescind the roadless rule Monday. That aligns with President Donald Trump's executive order earlier this year to end a ban on constructing roads in undeveloped areas of the Tongass National Forest to stimulate more logging in the region. The rule has flip-flopped multiple times since it was established to protect undeveloped lands in 2001. It was rolled back during Trump's first term before being reinstated by former President Joe Biden. Mike Jones is the tribal president for the organized village of Kasan on Prince of Wales Island, an area of the Tongass that has been logged heavily.
It's the largest temperate rainforest in the world, and it's the, you know, considered by many, it's the northern lung of the planet.
Jones says that new roads and additional logging would degrade the landscape and harm salmon streams that people rely on. Rolling back the roadless rule in Alaska hasn't been popular in the past. When the U.S. Forest Service considered exempting the state back in 2019, more than 100,000 people submitted public comments, and most were opposed to opening up the Tongass to new roads. More than 9.2 million acres of the Tongass are inventoried as roadless areas under the rule. According to the U.S. Forest Service's latest management plan for the Tongass, about 300,000 acres are considered suitable for logging. Military helicopters have been spotted buzzing communities across western Alaska this week. KNOM's Ben Townsend called up Alaskan Command to find out what it's up to.
In the summer, helicopters like these two U.S. Army CH-47 Chinooks aren't uncommon in western Alaska. Still, the helicopters can cause quite a stir for communities not expecting them.
Citizens were calling us saying, I think the Russians are invading us, kind of thing.
That's Kotzebue Police Chief Christopher Cook talking about exercises in the region last summer. At Tuesday's city council meeting, he said he spoke with planners for an upcoming exercise.
They're not hiding anything, not doing anything secret. They just want everybody to know that there's nothing, they're not preparing for anything specific. It's just the annual training that they do.
Residents in Nome and Shishmaref also reported Chinook and Black Hawk helicopters. Sergeant Donald Hudson with the Alaskan Command says the helicopters are doing site surveys, which aren't too different from planning for a summer vacation.
You're doing your research to find out, you know, where you're going to be staying, where you're going to be eating, how you're going to get, you know, all the people in your group to go there and be there for a chunk of time.
The site surveys are part of an exercise called Arctic Edge. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Townsend.
This is Alaska Public Media.